don't have, so that you're on your own on that.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm just very relieved. Now, he told me that he could make 3 phone calls and Clyde would be in Lake Ontario.
Who?
Someone I know. Someone
Christ.
I know. You understand?
Well, he's been throwing people in Niagara River, Lake Ontario, over the bridge, over here. I don't want him wasted. I want the world to know what this guy has done. I don't want this suppressed.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want this suppressed of what's happened, because the victim families want the closure. I mean, what's the point to this whole thing?
Okay.
You know, as far as I'm concerned, this guy has got to stay alive for the world to know what he's done for the unsolving of the JFK, everything. It's about time America knows the truth. They've got to know the truth. I mean, what's the point?
Haley, the point is, if something happens to you, that's less likely to happen. I'm looking.
My plan is unraveling all the unsolved cases.
Right.
Why spend the time all of these police forces have been sending so many, billions of dollars chasing the crime families this way, that way, you know. I don't know how many, just to do when Clyde put the bomb material last year in the amazing party store, which is a few blocks over from where he is. They had the bomb squad out, not once, but 3 times. They hit the front pages again, over and over. All right? And what did it cost from the time that the National Film Board, all these heavy, heavy things, and the planting of the bomb in the National Defense Center. And then he went with when they had the martial law in Montreal, the Pierre Laporte. Clyde was all part of that. We're talking about serious, serious, serious person. And now he's dealing with the Comiso there, called the lawyer that was extradited back, who was dealing with the Giuseppe Comiso, who is the master who was taken out. Italy started taking out the mob, so it's about time that the mob is taken out here in Ontario, because that's why Mike Amato went before the inquiry in Quebec. It's got to be revealed. They can't hide it under the carpet any longer. So anyway, this business has got to come to a head, and it can't be with another body found of him, right? I want this guy alive. I want every single victim able to spit on him, for what they've done. I can't believe it. One father said, I want to live until I bring down the beast that did this to my daughter. That was Gay Corley, this girl who he stabbed and then, put accelerant on her body to get rid of the evidence. It's just sickening what he's done. You know, some of the victims that were too scared to go to the police in Quebec said, when I met this guy, I met the devil himself. Well, that's who he is. You know what Clyde said to me one time? I couldn't believe that he said that. I have been chosen to take out the Antichrist. I said, hello, are you sure it's not him yourself? What kind of bullshit is this religion and all that? I can't even fathom to go into church or anything at all after how I see the cover-up has gone on so long. With all this stuff, and this is what I wanted. Why I'm bringing you into that site of grog.ca is what Nelson says himself of what he's done. I couldn't believe, that he puts in a letter on the website, which you can Google into, of what he has done.
Well, can you send me the URL of that, or tell me the URL?
Okay, yeah, what the URL is so that you get into it. Okay, right at the top is grog.ca, forward slash forum.
Right.
Forward slash view topic, all one word.
View topic.
View topic dot.
Dot. View topic dot.
Dot P like Peter, H like Harry, P like Peter again, question mark. F like Frank equals 5 and, you know, the
ampersand.
Right? T equals 5. I'll say it again if you...
Just the last part. 5 ampersand.
5 ampersand T like Tom equals 5. Now, this is what Nelson writes in.
Just let me see.
Multiple res- Yeah. Okay. And he posted it Tuesday, July the 20th, 2004 at 3...
Yeah, I got it. I'm there.
Okay, 3:35. There are so many different areas here I'd like to
The show to W answer. Doesn't Let's want start. You to see.
Sorry?
The show that President Bush doesn't want you to see.
Right. No, if when you scroll down, but anyway, that it starts, but scroll down almost to the bottom. Okay, let me take you back to the top. Anyway, Nelson, he's down... almost at the bottom in these responses, because it's all about Lenny, right? Who the hell is Lenny? What is he? Because he's made himself into a born-again Christian. Get that, right? All right, let's start with Cloak and Dagger, the show that W doesn't want you to hear. Everything is relevant what's on this blog site here. Okay. So Alec, who's the commentator, states the first, the story goes in the media, in the national media, no less in brackets, that President
You don't have to read that. I got it right here.
Okay, that
tell you
damn
what,
yeah. Dagger take let, off
let me
the
do
air
some, Let me do some research on this and get back
okay,
to
Okay, what you have to do is go to the bottom of what Nelson said.
I see this, it.
I'm going to read it because it's so damn important what his lying mouth here says. He's a goddamn part of the Jew mob. That's who he is. Or the Zionist mob, can't say the word Jew, right? Anyway, there are so many areas, different areas. This is coming out of Nelson's mouth and writing it down. Here is a blog here to answer. Let me start and wander a bit. The article in the Globe is accurate. I started out my career as a police pilot. Get that. I was trained. This has got to be all, completely taken apart if what he's writing is true. I was trained in weapons and tactics by Metro Police and the OPP as a pilot for the three levels of the Canadian and the 8M police forces. I became acquainted with the mob. So when I met Nelson, he said, "Oh, I didn't realize that you were after Charles Yanover, a weapons dealer." Right, that's been taken down over and over again, and Nelson did diddly squat with that. I became acquainted with the mob and their operations on the hemisphere, working in conjunction with the Queen's forces. I worked for the drug squad of both the city and provincial police, and then quickly moved up the federal levels. I met many pilots who flew both for the military and the mob and the drug cartels. I was able, with fluidity, to work for the police 1 week and the drug cartels the next. Hello? Jesus. As a pilot, I both flew drugs into the hemisphere or within the hemisphere, and then other contracts as a contract pilot work for the drug squads. How many drugs did he bring across and were covered up? That has to be all analyzed. And my job was trying to unveil those agents who the week before I was, was working for, and then the next following for the police, I infiltrated into a world where as a police pilot, I was asked by my superiors to invisibly take assassins into the U.S. Oh, really, Nelson? Yeah? he's an assassin pilot also, and then take them back out. My precise field of expertise and why I was originally hired as a pilot by the Ontario Provincial Police, which is known as the OPP, that's not in there, but I'm just saying that, right? In brackets, years later, I traced their operation control to the Scotland Yard and Her Majesty's Street Secret Service, COPP patch on the shoulder of Paul McCartney, in a closed bracket there. A short field landing expertise. No one has ever landed a Cessna 182 or 172 in as short a space as I did regularly. 300 pilots of the Air Force, the military, and civilian applied for one job in 1971. I was the pilot hired for that position. I lived for much of my time in the early 20s Downsview Air Force, North York, Ontario, as well as Camp Borden, Barrie, Ontario, and flew across North America, including Menno, Arkansas, Arkansas, Metamorphosis,
Matamoros,
Mexico, and Brownsville, Texas. I saved the lives over a dozen hitmen, get that, what he says there, who later joined the mob or the government or cartel corp. Here's another corporation has got to be scrutinized, Cartel Corp, and intel operatives, because I was able to rescue them and provide them with ease of escape from black ops or white ops. To this day, I have friends who are hitmen for the mob, intel agencies worldwide. I flew generals, joint chiefs of staff, and admirals. Many mob hitmen now owe me their lives on account of my ability to land in short fields and rescue them from harrowing chases. This experience worldwide and especially hemisphere-wide flying from 1971 to 1998 put me in touch with shop talk behind the scenes, full intel briefing, nothing hidden with many, many drug runners, money launderers, bootleggers, bankers, intelligence officers, politicians, unions bosses, and revenue collectors and police forensic officers. You should be a fly on the wall at the hub meetings of the Perlator Pilot Associations, isn't that interesting, which meet every night in the transportation hubs around North America. They all in some way or other know who the big bosses were in Texas and New England and in the Bush crime syndicates, et cetera, he says, as Yul Brynner used to say it in K&I. All those on the inside know the truth. They know the lines of force and the operations. Just watch The Godfather Part 1, 2, 3 and get a good idea of how the bosses cut up the pie. That's all Clyde ever talked about, the cutting up of the pie. I can't believe it. Anyway, for Her Majesty and the Bank of England. After all, it was Montague Norman, the Chancellor of Bank of England, and the Bush family who put Hitler into power when it comes to calling people names, as I'm charged with then. Let me remind everyone that when my family was in Canada working the lumber yards, I wonder if the father was working lumber yards and then got into the Oppenheimer, Deep River. I need to trace that, right? What the father did when he came here to Canada. At one point, did the government start surveilling Nelson's father, known as Burnett, spelled B-R-U-N-E-T-T, Rosenthal, and then he changed his name to Thal. What point was the name change done, right? Now it is that any way to make a living and leave a legacy for one's children. The sins of our father are carried down to the third and fourth generations and beyond. Amen. Oh, really? I can't wait until I get to the end here. More to follow at a later date. At a later date, I'll explain the Bush, Mulroney, Martin, Cassady, Chorus Entertainment connection, and we can follow the harassment by the Metro Toronto Police of myself. They broke most of the Charter of Rights in their harassment of me, and after releasing a statement to the press that I was a dangerous person. Of course Nelson is a dangerous person. I can't believe that they don't take this Nelson out. They were trying to, I'll tell you that. Anyway, they didn't seem fit to find me dangerous enough that 4 weeks later, when they were to surrender to the courts proof of their charge, they showed up nothing. Pure harassment by Black Ops police officer. In fact, they arranged it all to try to provoke me in order to give them a just cause to kill me, but their plan failed. Thanks to Lord Jesus. Well, he's a Zionist. What is he? He goes to the synagogue for Seder. And thanks to Lord Jesus, give me a break when I saw this. So let us continue to pray for all of us who are trying to bring the truth. He disguises himself, the Zionist, right? Because, like I said, the foundations go to Israel, to the Ben-Gurion, to on and on, and they're morphed like into another pyramid, you know.
Okay.
And that's the big thing when I thought, get to know who the hell the real Nelson is. If I would have known that I went on this wild goose chase for a few years there with Nelson Sherman Skolnick, I wouldn't have gone there. But probably was meant that I had to find out the truth of who's running the media and how it's waylaid.
So you did a long interview on that show?
Who? When?
On Cloak and Dagger? Yeah.
I was going on the show as one of the three, right? He called me Nancy Drew, and then, you know, if I did the I was Moneypenny, and then also when I was from Moneypenny, I would do Elizabeth the Queen. So I had different voices there. I was the one, this is what pisses me right off, that revealed the 2.5 million Stinger missiles that had come in from China in his stupid ship that he says Cloak and Dagger revealed that the Al-Qaeda had brought in Stinger missiles. So right around, completely around, you know, lie. I was the one that revealed it when I did Moneypenny's accent saying, 2.5 million Stinger missiles are on their way. They have been sent in from China, something like that I did, right? Sent in from China, unassembled, and they're being assembled at a plant north of, or in Aurora, near where Frank Stronach's Magna International is, secretly. And they're going to be shipped into the States via the lumber shipments. All of a sudden, the lumber shipments stopped coming from Canada. I was the one who stopped it, not Nelson Thal. Right? That's the whole lying business about this Nelson Thal. He's the hero. He didn't do diddly shit except, you know, lie about this and then that. That's the
But in a way, Haley, that makes him the target if somebody wants to retaliate rather than you.
Right. But anyway, what he did was he ended up saying that Cloak and Dagger was the one who, you know, revealed it. But anyway, so I revealed it. And it was the, you know, if anyone was to be a hero, was that situation that happened. So they did a dry run with one of the assembled Stinger missiles right down at Pearson Airport where they were trying to take out an LL plane. The LL plane was sent to Hamilton because they already had...
You mean the Israeli the LL airline? That,
right. That's it, right. So it's in the...
Isn't that an Israeli airline?
That's right. So it's in the Toronto Star, I think it was in a number of national papers, that this plane was shot upon by a Stinger missile right at Pearson and had to be diverted. So I brought that up using that Moneypenny.
Well, it wasn't hit. I mean, if it had been hit by a Stinger, it would have blown up or come crashed down.
No, but the Israelis have the technology in their planes to send that missile into...
To divert it,
because they've got there are the only airlines of, well, maybe now other airlines have that technology. So if a Stinger missile is coming their way. And that's why the Chinese go back to the drawing board and try to, you know, come up with new technology to take out those planes. That's why they were so important. 2.5 million Stinger missiles just came in from China, unassembled.
That's a staggering number.
That's right. So, holy mackerel. And what I thought, I'm not even, I give this information all the time, you know, on put my life on the line, but I didn't put my real voice on when I was doing it with Sherman Skolnick and Lenny Bloom.
How many times were you on?
Probably from, I think, August of, I have to find exactly. I was on maybe about a year and a half.
You were on that show regularly for a year and a half?
Yeah, it's one of the anchors.
You were one of the anchors?
Well, you know, it was like, I wanted it to be called a Christian, a Zionist, and a Jew. Sherman Skolnick's a Jew, right? That was called Cloak and Dagger. Now, they threw him off air on Mojo Radio, the 640, because of his arrest.
Let me get this straight, Haley. You were okay. On Cloak and Dagger as an anchor for a year and a half.
Yeah.
How often was it on? Once a week?
Once a week.
And for how long each week?
And then sometimes longer,
like
on the weekend. Sometimes we do, yeah, another show on Sunday.
How long were the shows?
Sometimes 4 hours.
No shit.
No, so, yeah.
So you must have talked about a huge amount of what we've been talking about on the show.
Exactly.
You know, if people were to go to Cloak and Dagger and go back and listen to those shows, they'd learn a whole lot of what you've been telling me for all these interviews.
Exactly.
So it's been out there for a long time.
True. And the first person then I started, you know, like once Spyman, that's Mike Kroll, and that Mike Kroll, you know, started being harassed by Nelson. He got scared because he said, I think Nelson came to my house. I see footprints, you know, my telephone wires have been knocked out. My electricity has been knocked out. He got scared. He said someone tried to push him off the highway when he's driving, you know, so we quit it. But Spyman and I started then alone. The first person I interviewed was Ralph Epperson. Then I viewed Jim Mars, and I think it went into the guy who wrote, Angels Don't Play Harp, Dr. Nick Begich. Then Webster
Angels don't
Tarpley,
play that harp, yeah.
Then Ralph Epperson, then all of, you know, like all the top people that were on Coast to Coast when I heard them, then I had interviewed. Then the, you know, I did the one I told you with the Spyman there, with the David Hawkins and Captain Field McConnell, and on and on. I mean, I'm going to find the list of all the people. I'm the one that brought them on. Spyman was the one who did the technical work because he knows how to hack into people's websites. He's a hacker, but he knows how to, you know, do a whole show
is
thing.
Is it possible one of the reasons you're still alive then is that you put this story out so many different places, and if they were to kill you, people might want to know what it was you'd said that might
exactly. So when I was interviewed by the cops, this one guy that was on the Volpe, because Clyde and his son did John Volpe, the big crime boss that was there with the I forget that other guy's name at the top of my head there. Volpe and, Volpe was all part of this Chuck Yanover. And for the police, I was going in because Chuck Yanover is trying to overthrow the Koreans in North Korea. I think it was North Korea or whatever. I'll show mm-hmm. you all that, you know. And then when Nelson found out that I was in there as well, you know. But anyway, this ex-cop, who I won't say his name right now because his life would be on the line, he said, Haley, you played your cards right. what you did is you put the information out there.
He said that you played your cards right by putting the information out there.
Yeah.
Which, of course, you've continued to do with me.
That's right. So that, you know, like, why would I do it if I'm full of...
So you must be... So are you glad, are you happy with the website, which I have put up?
Yeah, I see what you're doing. And then when I went into the Assange, you know, WikiLeaks, that stuff has to be all with Assange and on and on. I've been doing nothing this morning but looking on the, you know, the different sites that it should go on. It should be on David Icke's site, the Assange site, the veterans are perfect because the veterans are the ones that are the sacrificial lambs. That's the biggest story. The sacrificial lambs who put their life on the line for whom, for what, for how long, right?
Yeah.
For the, you know, the Zionist Rothschild cabal there that sits at the top. Never mind the stupid queen. It's the queen's small fry compared to what those guys have got in there. Big pie that's been, you know. Those guys, like I said, I doubt whether they have a bank that they put their monies in or their gold or whatever. They might have their own bank somewhere hidden where they have their true wealth. No one knows because they're that smart. Nelson one time phoned me up. He said, we have to rule the world because we're smarter than anyone. Oh, I was almost saying, I see. We? Who's the we? So, very interesting. It goes back, I say, to the problem we have here right now is the nuclear debacle there in Israel. No one's gone in there once to see what their arsenals are like. If they have. Ralph Epperson thinks the only nukes you know, are in United States and nowhere else. I don't know if he's talking jive talk or, you know, what he's talking about, but I'm sure they're in Russia and in these other countries because they do weapons or nuclear detonations underground or whatever. I don't know where Ralph is coming from on that score. But anyway, no, it's gone out of whack.
So did Clyde ever tell you he was upset with your being on Cloak and Dagger?
No, he once said, you know, I heard you on Cloak and Dagger, and I went into the denial routine, you know, because I did many voices.
Yeah, but that's
I don't know what you're talking about. That's the way what Clyde would say, right? So I said the same thing. I don't know what you're talking about. Why would I go on a Zionist show, Clyde Farshaw?
But come on, Haley. From what you were saying, he knew it was you.
No, of course he knew it was me. Especially when I said to him, look, because this was right after that he had killed that Lisa Poslins, right, with Paul. And put it on Nelson DeJesus, taking his saliva, the Nelson DeJesus's sperm.
Was Nelson DeJesus, was he a black guy?
No, he's just, you know, I don't know what his ethnic background.
I just meant because he framed a lot of blacks, but Nelson DeJesus wasn't one of the blacks he framed.
No, this guy is sort of like, I don't know if he's Portuguese or he's... Central American, or what his ethnic background
is.
But he's
very clever in framing people.
Oh, the best. I mean, that's where he got his biggest jollies from, is setting up some poor sucker. Set up with DNA, because the cops are, so we got the killer now, because we've got the DNA. You know, I ain't got diddly shit. Because if he was working for CIA... they would know about the, you know, the DNA and how to avoid getting any of your pubic hairs or hairs or anything. That's why he shaves his entire body, all the hairs on every arm, on every leg, and he all. I can't believe that I lived through doing that.
Does he continue to do that to this day?
To this day. But what I can't get over is the one time he said, I am accustomed to a lot of pain. I don't mind that I would feel pain, but I need my eyebrows, plucked because they get long.
But just to get straight.
So I live through plucking the eyebrows of a major hitman.
Haley,
would you have lived through that, pulling out about three or four hairs at a time?
Just to get it straight, you talked about a lot of these murders on Cloak and Dagger.
The Cloak and Daggers, yeah, I started talking about them.
Did you talk about John John on Cloak and Dagger?
Yeah.
Did you?
I talked about John John, also John Kennedy.
JFK?
JFK.
MLK?
Yeah,
Bobby?
I think all of them.
Okay,
and
good.
Then,
so it's already been out there for some time.
Long time.
So my putting it out is nothing new. It's just that it's on a new place. And
now, what happened is Eric Hufschmid, right?
I didn't know
who he was.
Hufschmid? Yeah, isn't it?
No, Hufschmid.
Okay, tell me about
it. I thought he was German, right?
Tell me about Hufschmid, yeah.
And he puts on this blog about anti-Zionist or something. And then one day he said to me, I get a lot of donations from this Jewish guy that lived in the same building where Clyde did on the, street it was. I think, I'll get the exact address. I think I have it in one of my whatever. But anyway, I said, oh, you get your donations mainly from Jews? Why is that? He says, well, I'm Jewish. I stopped cold turkey. I said, I beg your pardon? You're a Jew? And then I went into a tirade. Yeah, piece of shit, I yelled to him. I got framed, right? Then the next thing I know is the guy that does I Am a Witness puts Eric Hufschmid, Zionist Jew, stole all my files. And then I found out that who Hufschmid is. Then the guy that you interviewed, what's his name, the one that did time for denying the Holocaust?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, then he revealed who Hufschmid was, right? Because you can find, Hufschmid and that guy's name if you Google.
Okay.
So then I found, holy mackerel, I've been waylaid by Nelson the Zionist, Hufschmid the Zionist, right? And so has the poor guy there, Bradford Smith, then. Oh, my God, it went on and on.
Okay, Haley, I gotta do things today, but this is very good. I'm so glad that everything's okay.
I'm alive, but I got this harassing call. Who are you? I know who it is. It's a Steele there, because it came up.
You said it was Nelson Thal's wife.
Well, whoever she is, I don't know. But anyway,
what's
happening is, she did the same thing over and over and over, and in my files would show that.
Okay.
Files would show that.
Good,
I'm going to give police because I'm going to get the harassment of Nelson on my case. Right. These guys have been on my case because they know I have the goods. The goods are the Israelis did JFK. End of story.
Haley. Yeah.
Okay.
Excellent. I'm going to be doing other projects, but I'll talk to you tomorrow. Okay.
Okay, so, I'll talk to you tomorrow, but don't get involved with the biggest Kabbalist there is Nelson Thal with Ben-Gurion and on.
Thank you.
He worked for Mossad.
Okay.
Henderson told me that. Henderson. David Icke told me that.
Okay.
I believe. Okay. Good afternoon. Bye, there.
Great, Haley. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye now.